many people have dogs, and some of us have even taught our dogs to do tricks. But Sam had a very unusual dog, for it seemed the dog learned all of the amazing tricks by himself, and no one could ever figure out how he did it. Jim the Wonder Dog is today's edition of the American Countryside. Well, folks, we recently returned from our agricultural adventure to Hawaii with a group of listeners, and plans are already underway for our next journey. Join us for a trip to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll see agriculture, a muskox farm, and even a trip to see the world's largest vegetables at the Alaska State Fair. And we'll stay at the Princess Lodge at Denali National Park, ride the Alaskan Railroad, and even pan for gold. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266.
All right, honey, just go ahead and run across the road. Don't even worry about looking both ways first.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year. And one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
In 1925, a pup was born and given as a gift to Sam Van Arnsdale. He soon discovered that his hunting dog seemed to understand what people were saying, demonstrating an amazing ability to answer questions and even predict the future.
He'd give Jim jobs to do along the way, and he'd say, go find the license plate of a car or something like that. Jim could go out and find a license plate or a purse from a certain town or just anything you'd ask him to do.
Jim Arrowood says the dog gained his name on a trip to Kemmerer, Wyoming, when owner and canine were demonstrating their uncanny abilities.
There was a reporter there from the local newspaper, and he saw Jim, went back and wrote this big story about Jim, and in that story they called him the Wonder Dog, and from that on it was Jim the Wonder Dog.
Jim the Wonder Dog was found to even predict the future.
The guy asking, he says, my wife's going to have a baby. Is she going to have a boy or a girl? And of course Sam didn't know if he had that ability or not. So he put a paper on the floor, it said boy, and one it said girl, and said, Jim, do you know?
Jim selected a boy, a prediction that did come true, and he did that on multiple occasions. Soon, Jim was picking the winners of the World Series and the Kentucky Derby.
They realized that a lot of people bet on those things, and so he didn't let that out. They'd do a sealed envelope on the floor, and Jim put his paw on the winner, say, the Kentucky Derby. They'd put that away in the safe until after the race was over, and then they'd pull it out, and it'd be the correct horse. But they didn't let anybody know that because they would have bet on it.
He picked the Derby winner 7 years in a row. The conclusion of our story. Next time, as we travel the countryside in Marshall, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.